Sergin's proposal was included in an 1898 pamphlet entitled, quote, The Jewish Question and the Socialist Jewish State, unquote, in which he called for the liberation of Palestine from Turkish rule through cooperation with other rebelling nationalities of the Ottoman Empire. Motzkin stated, quote, The fact is that around Palestine there are extensive areas. It will be easy for the Arabs to settle there with the money that they will receive from the Jews, unquote. The Balfour Declaration of November 1917, assuring Britain's support for the establishment of a Jewish national home in Palestine, dramatically improved Jewish prospects in Palestine, especially since by then it was virtually certain, given Britain's imminent military conquest of Palestine and the arrangements that already had been made to divide the Ottoman Empire among the great powers, that Palestine would become a British protectorate. Thus, whereas the transfer proposals up until then remained largely on the level of talk or wish, with the opportunities offered by the Balfour Declaration, they began to take on a more pragmatic, less visionary turn. This change became clear at the Paris Peace Conference, which opened in January 1919 to dispose of the territories captured from the defeated Habsburgs and Ottomans during the war. Chaim Weizmann, leading the Zionist commission that was to put forward Zionist claims, called for the imposition of a British mandate over Palestine extending north to the Litani River in what is now Lebanon and east to the Hejaz railway line, which is well east of the Jordan River. It was at that conference, too, that Weizmann called for a Palestine, quote, as Jewish as England is English, unquote. While the transfer or removal of the native population is implicit in such a vision, it remained unspoken in official deliberations at the conference. But another member of the Zionist Commission, Aaron Aronson, did mention it in the corridors of the conference. Aronson, an agronomist, was a member of the Zionist executive and a director of the Palestine Land Development Company. In Hebrew, Hevrat Hasharat Hayishu. While working for British intelligence during the war, he had written in the Secret Intelligence Weekly Arab Bulletin of the need to, quote, remove forcibly, unquote, Arab tenant farmers from the lands to be purchased from Arab absentee landlords for Zionist colonization. Aronson's friend, William K. Bullitt, a member of the U.S. mission to the Paris Peace Conference, later recalled, quote, Many times during the peace conference in Paris, I joined him, i.e. Aronson, and Dr. Weizmann, at a time when both were considering and assessing policies and plans. Aronson's proposal was the following. While Palestine must be made a Jewish state, the vast valley of Iraq, which is irrigated by the Euphrates and Tigris, should be restored through the use of planned irrigation to be the paradise of the world. And furthermore, the Arabs of Palestine should be offered lands there, to which as many Arabs as possible should be persuaded to emigrate, unquote. The euphoria caused by the issuance of the Balfour Declaration also emboldened certain Zionists to speak more forthrightly about transfer. Israel Zangwill, for example, began to campaign for it openly. In late 1918, he published an article in the Jewish Chronicle, a London-based Zionist weekly, in which he stated that the emigration of the Palestinians to Arab countries would lessen their fears of displacement in Palestine. Writing in the League of Nations Journal in February 1919, he again insisted that the Palestinians, quote, should be gradually transplanted, unquote, in Arab countries. Exemplifying once again the recurrent theme in certain Zionist writings of Palestinian cultural, quote-unquote, backwardness as a justification for the population's removal, he continued, quote, We cannot allow the Arabs to block so valuable a piece of historic reconstruction, and therefore we must gently persuade them to trek. After all, they have all Arabia with its million square miles. There is no particular reason for the Arabs to cling to these few kilometers. To fold their tents and silently steal away is their proverbial habit. Let them exemplify it now. Unquote. But Zangwill's public campaign was not without some mishaps. His remarks at a public meeting in 1919 about the Arabs of Palestine, quote, Many are semi-nomad, they have given nothing to Palestine and are not entitled to the rules of democracy, unquote. Apparently angered Emir Faisal, who was visiting England at the time. Faisal, the military commander of the Arab revolt against the Ottomans during World War I, and at the time the focus of Britain's plans in the Arab world, referred to Zangwill's speech in a Jewish Chronicle interview on 3 October 1919, emphasizing that Palestine had a deeply rooted Arab population and could not be transformed into a Jewish state. Zangwill's remarks apparently embarrassed and angered Chaim Weizmann, who was involved at the time in sensitive negotiations aimed at a Zionist-Arab deal with a Sharifian emir.